This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The Stars get crushed last night to go ahead and finish out that series. They lose the game 6-3. They lose the series 4-1. But it feels like a lot of the talk has obviously shifted towards the goaltending situation. We'll talk about that in just a second. But before Robertson's goal, did you just kind of think that this was just going to be a give up effort? Like, it looked like it was going to be 7-0.
I mean, I'll go back and read all the texts that I sent to y'all last night if you want me to.
Please do.
I've seen Mike care more about a Cowboys segment than the Stars did about starting this game.
Oof.
Even after that goal, they don't look excited.
No.
This is what I meant whenever yesterday I was telling you. I was like, look, by the second period, by the end of the first period, we'll know. And you said, if we're down 2-0, I was like, yeah, if we're down 2-0, we're going to know even more. But you could tell by their body language how like bad it was. Here's the one I liked the most, Alec. When you don't hit Ricochet back tomorrow, that's still going to be more fight than these guys are showing.
That's right.
Wow.
And that's like, that's to start that game yesterday. I've never seen, I guess I have, because the Timberwolves the night before did the same thing. They rolled out there and gave up as much. The Nuggets just recently did it.
Yes.
Now, I didn't expect them to come back and fight like that.
And they did.
I will give them the credit of once DeBoer made the genius move of pulling Jake Oettinger, that really motivated these guys.
I mean, but it didn't. They gave up another goal within a minute.
I didn't say it was the right move for winning. I just said it was a genius move for motivating them.
But it motivated them to give up another goal within 58 seconds.
Then they also scored, and they looked like they were fighting. I mean, like, seriously, did they not look like they? Jamie Benn plows into somebody, Bischel's plowing into people.
I don't think they looked like they were fighting until they put DeSmith out there and then he immediately gave up a soft goal.
And then they were like, oh crap, we're really in trouble.
And you know what? You think might be right. 1-0, you should have been like that.
You might be right about that. He put DeSmith out there to tell the guys, if y'all want to get embarrassed like this today, you're not doing it with Jake. You're gonna do it with a backup goalie, and either you're gonna swim or you're gonna sink. And they were like, "Well, crap, we have two and a half more periods of this. Do we really want to go through this? At least let's go out there and give it something."
Yeah.
And I will also credit Tyler Seguin. I think through this playoff run, I saw him fight the most throughout this playoff run. Maybe Granlund.
More than his compadre, right?
Absolutely. Like, Jamie Benn has one trick in his bag, and that is, I got to go hit some people.
Yeah.
And sometimes he looks like he calmly gets the puck. Then there's a lot of other skills that you're just missing for him. But Tyler Seguin, I will give him a lot. Now, I don't know if it was enough for to satisfy his contract, but it was the most I've seen out of him in the playoffs, considering he was finally fully healthy. And I felt very happy about what he was giving us.
Now, what ended up being a big deal, because again, before Robertson scored and it looked like this was just going to be a super depressing night of hockey. Now, it ended up being sad, but Corey's right. You did eventually get some fight from the Stars. But for those minutes in between the third Edmonton goal or just pulling Ottinger and the Robertson goal, man, listening to the broadcasters go back and forth about one of them obviously agreed with the move, the other one didn't, and they were just going back and forth, back and forth. And that leads us to cut number 9. So I think I think part of this answer from DeBoer is really spot on. But then I think the other part of the answer just feeds into the problems that he's had with goalies and people who had an issue with Ottinger getting taken out. This is DeBoer after the game.
Well, anytime you pull a goalie, you know, the reasoning's always to try and spark your group. So that was the number one reason. We had talked endlessly in this series about trying to play with the lead.
Okay, yeah.
And obviously we were in a 2-0 hole right away.
Right.
And you know what? I didn't take that lightly, and I didn't blame it all on Jake. But
stop!
You know,
stop right there, real quick.
Stop right there.
Now,
don't talk anymore, DeBoer.
I was talking to Alec, but that works for the coach. Stop right there.
Don't say any more, Pete DeBoer.
And I didn't take it lightly, and I think that is a perfectly reasonable answer that even people like me who didn't agree with the move can understand why it got done. Now let's go back to the coach, because as part of the same statement, he also said this.
Lightly, and I didn't blame it all on Jake, but you know, the reality is if you go back to last year's playoffs, you know, he's lost 6 of 7 games to Edmonton, and we gave up 2 shots on 2 goals in an elimination game. So, you know, it was partly to spark our team and wake them up. And partly, you know, knowing that, you know, status quo had not been working, you know, and that's a pretty big sample size.
If lefties and righties match up, is it Bruce Bochy goes to it, right?
Yeah.
Now, if he'd have done that to start, and DeSmith like won the series, we'd be like genius. But because it was as late as it was, it looked like, well, I'm blaming this entire thing on you. And Kevin, I love this about our show. We walk in, we had 2 completely separate thoughts in the conference room this morning.
For sure.
You thought one way, I thought another, and we came on air and had those same thoughts, and along the way have tried to figure out the balance of it all and where it actually lands. Nobody's judging and going, Kevin, you're right. Corey, you're right. Nobody's doing that. Yeah. We're trying to figure out the solution to the problem.
Because I do think that's a really helpful skill that people don't seem to care for anymore. Let me hear why you believe what you believe, even if I don't agree with you.
And again, it helps you work the problem better. If everybody's trying for that, then you work the problem better.
And I just wanted to say, like, I understand the timeline that Pete DeBoer gave right there. But even that, I think, is a little bit misleading, not totally misleading, in terms of what he said is factually accurate. He had lost 6 of 7 against Edmonton. But let's go back to that series from last year. Now, he only counts games 4, 5, and 6. So the 3 games before that, the Stars won 2 of the 3, and the one that they didn't, they lost 3-2 in double overtime, and Ottinger had, I think, like 35.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
Saves or something like that. And so I don't agree with bringing in last year's sample size.
Okay.
If you're not going to take the entire series, just because those games all happen like within a week of one another. And then just to go back to what has been an issue for the Stars in playoff series against Edmonton, they scored 4 goals total in those last 3 games.
No, yes.
That Ottinger lost last year, not even to mention this year.
The offense, Edmonton's defense clamped us, and we haven't been able to figure out how to fix it since then. And that's where he needs to admit. Edmonton and Knobloch have figured something out about me.
Yeah.
They've figured out my style of game, and they know how to beat it. And they have gone out and done it over and over and over again. And until I either change that and adjust, which we were giving him a ton of credit for his adjustments, until I figure out the adjustment to beat them, or I get the right talent for this team to be able to beat them, because you need size and speed.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Every hockey team needs it. There's no surprise there. I'm going to keep getting beat by this team until I admit those two things. And that's where this team is. One thing that kept running through my head, Kevin, mm-hmm. as this game started, I want to go back to as it started. Broda said something a while back, and I can't remember if it was Winnipeg, Colorado. He was like, they don't want to go back there. And I think it was against Colorado. He's like, they don't want to go back to Colorado. They don't want to fly back there. And it wasn't like they have to win tonight. It was I think they're toast kind of mentality. And that's last night. That was what was going through my mind, was they don't want to go back to Edmonton. Like, these dudes look like they're just ready to be done and don't want to go back to Edmonton. And Pete's like, I got to figure something out. I got to do something. And then afterwards, blaming and throwing his goalie under the bus isn't going to be any helpful to him.
And so this is why I kind of asked, does something need to happen on that front? Because look, don't make all of your decisions based on social media, obviously. And like Frank Provenzano would tell us all the time, if you listen to the fans, soon you'll be sitting with the fans.
That's true.
But one of the things that popped up, and I know it came up on the morning show, is Bobby was kind of detailing some of the past issues that DeBoer has had with his goalie, is all across social media, on Stars posts, on just general posts about this game. We're like, man, they did Ottinger wrong. He needs to come home to Minnesota. Why can't they go ahead and get him here? Why can't they get him to go here? He needs to demand a trade. So like over and over and over. And that might just be like a prisoner of the moment. But do you think like a conversation needs to be had? Or do you think Ottinger, hopefully, maybe is the type of person who's like, yeah, I do need to play better. And I understand why I pulled him out. Because it sure didn't look like that when he was sitting next to the announcer who tried to downplay his criticisms of Ottinger after the fact. It didn't look like he was feeling any of that.
He didn't have any fire. No. It didn't look like he had any fire either. He was just like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I do wonder, what did Hellebuck do? What did they do whenever he got pulled from games?
You know, that's a great question. I have to admit, aside from knowing he got pulled in three games in the first round, I didn't analyze his breakdown, so I'm not sure.
And so I don't know how he responded emotionally and then how he responded in the next game. And maybe that was because we all agree, Otter starting the next one if you have another one.
Yeah.
If y'all had magically come back and not given up 58 goals, you're starting Otter in the next game and you're thinking to yourself, he's going to be sharper than ever before because A, he got the rest that he needed, and B, he got his mind is going to be focused on, hey, if I really want to be the Team USA guy, it wasn't just beating Hellebuck. It's going to have to be beating this guy too. And then the next one on the way. Like that's what you're hopeful would happen. But it kind of, now that you've lost, it gets narrowed down to this one moment, this one game.
Has this series, I know obviously if the Stars were in it, whole different level. But does this series have you interested in the Stanley Cup final now? Because it's the first rematch since 2009. And I found this really fascinating. The Oilers are the first Canadian team to make the Stanley Cup final in back-to-back years since the 1987 and 1988 Edmonton Oilers. So it's been, what is that, 35 years-ish?
Wow.
Give or take, 37 since we've seen this. And obviously you're in the midst of a 30-year run without a cup for Canada.
I am interested in it. Not for Canada. I could care less until they join us, you know, obviously. In hockey, like when we play hockey games.
That's not what you meant.
I'm torn a little bit. I want to see greatness be rewarded. And Connor McDavid is the absolute greatest.
Yep.
We've seen in this generation.
I'm with you on that.
And I don't know exactly where he lands against Gretzky. I didn't watch him enough.
Did you hear? I'm so sorry,
stat,
Corey.
Yeah.
But the amazingness was the further out you heard about it is Connor McDavid is the second fastest player to get to, I believe it was 100 assists in playoff play. It took him 90 games. The third place person was 123, and Gretzky did it in 70.
Wow.
Jeez, that's bananas. So, like, Connor McDavid obliterated the person in third place, and he in turn was 20 games behind Gretzky.
I'm torn between that. And, like, did you see that video late in the game of him, and they're like, greatness demands more.
Yeah.
And he's in the locker room yelling, it's not good enough and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I want to see that be rewarded because I know how bad he wants it.
I do get that.
I also want to see Florida whoop their ass.
Right.
Because, you know, it's not like they were nice to us last night. They were like, oh yeah, empty net. Let's go ahead and score. We got you.
Are you going to hold that?
We're going to still hit you and all that. And I was like, dang it. Not that I'm like begging for them. The Stars didn't quit late in the game either. You know, so you're going to keep coming at me. I'm going to keep throwing it back at you. But they bullied the Stars. And I kind of want to see them get bullied a little bit by Florida.
If it would have been Draisaitl or Nugent Hopkins that would have hit the empty netter, do you think then you'd have been like, I hope they get swept. Mm-hmm. I hope they lose every game.
Every player on their team gets an ankle slash, a wrist slash. I want the Florida Panthers to be the Florida Slashers. I mean, that's all I want.
How is that not their nickname already? Or the Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.